Hi, and you were talking about the meats?
Yeah, well, when the meat we ate, but I don't remember much. Because we raised my dad, when this was my dad, we killed 4 or 5 hogs in the cold where we start for Thanksgiving. And then you add your meat. For the year, you see, you salt that slab meat down, and it got cured, it came up. Didn't have to have a refrigerator to put it in. You just hung it up in the smokehouse, those hams. They'd salt them down and smoke them, take them out and wash them and smoke them and tie them back up in something and hang them up there. You can go in anybody of the industrious people, white and black, and they had hams, shoulder meat the year round, salt meat, and you got ready to put on a pot of beans. You go out there and pick a peck of beans, cut a slab of meat and put in that big black pot. And boil them, they ain't no taste, but this year was a good deal. Chickens, you start setting your hens for baby chickens in March. Well, by lay-by time, you had big fries that weighed 2 pounds, 2.5 pounds, and you had your own chickens. Eggs, you had eggs. And then sometimes you'd save the eggs to set the hen, you know. You'd always pick the, I reckon they know what to do. Oh, pick out the good eggs, you know, to set, and they put maybe 12, 14 under a hen in such a length of time she had them. And you had them little beaters and you build the chicken coop. And you didn't have to have all this stuff to feed them just like you do babies. You just get them a little scratch cone and carry the cone to the mill and have it chopped, you know. And you have chickens, ooh, pigs, all that stuff. And the industrial people, as I say, that wanted to better themselves always could do it.
Let me interrupt you a bit with one thing. You were talking to me yesterday and telling me of some stories about when you were working as a nurse and nursing people, and people came to you with problems, marital problems and all, and you were giving them advice. Tell me something about that.
Lord, honey, I was a counselor. Oh, in my way, but you know, they'd say, Max, I mean the doctors and nurses, professional. Next year, you'll hang out your shingle. You could make some money. Oh, it had come to me, honey. It wasn't nothing. You know, I don't know. I have always, as I say, and I give my mother the credit. Because I always listened, and she was a wise, intelligent, lovely woman. And as I say, I was lazy, and I hung around her. And I believe what she said. Well, I done everything she taught me. And so when this counseling, I was telling them about, okay, I said, well, now cut off TV. Marriage is not that mess you see on TV. I said, there ain't no need of going into it thinking it's gonna work with that romance you saw on TV. I said, that's a show. And I tell them what marriage it was made up of, how you do to keep a marriage working. And I said, now listen, the Bible and nobody else don't tell you to stay there and let a man beat you to death or mistreat you. I said, now that's your part to judge out. I said, but there's gonna be a lot of difference in each opinion will bring on this. I said, now you got to work on it. If he is grouchy and you see he gonna get grouchy, just hush. I said, shut your mouth. No, I'm not showing him that you grown. He know that. I said, cause you like to get your mouth slapped off. I said, you stand up and tell me, man, I'm grown, you can't make me shut up. I said, it's best to hush than to get your face slapped. And just things like that, you know, and they like, oh. And I said, don't go out here telling your best friend what you and your husband's problems, what you do. I said, that best friend is already jealous of you having a husband. I said, she ain't gonna say, I don't blame you. I wouldn't take that either. I said, they're taking worse. I said, but she got sense enough not to let you know and she's trying to break a pill mat. And yet things like that. And a lot of them, you know, come put down her. Nancy, that's the truth. Who told you that that's going on right now with me? I said, well, if you ain't got no more sense and think you got a good friend, gonna want to see you do better than you're doing, you try. I said, and then they have you put that down, they grab it, pull you, turn your back. Well, you got to learn some sense. And I said, well, what about the Bible say when you take your vows for better, for worse, for richer, for poor? I said, you work at that. I said, he told you to stay there and let no nigga beat you up, knock you around. I said, you got to know how to handle that. I said, when you see a person, I said, long as, I said, he didn't tell you let him starve him, you to death. I said, now he, you know you got to eat, and you ain't gonna lay up there and let no man throw away what he got and carry it out to him to somebody else, and you saying, I'm gonna stay cause he told me the Lord says, Lord ain't do you no good. And just things like that, honey, nothing. But they accepted and locked. I'm telling you, they tried it and it worked. They'd come back there, back. And then that little ugly part. I said, now instead of pushing out your mouth when your husband go out and a little late coming in, I say, get away, Ben. I said, it's best not to know and not question. I said, if the one thing he bring back made it the same thing he did on the honeymoon night, I said, but if it's one little fifth of an inch smaller, start raising the same cause somebody been cutting on it. And they tell the doctors and they all I'd have to repeat it, you know. I said, because somebody so good looking, the man don't have to say then when you walk down the street, he sees just looking at you and just things like that. But sometimes those old logical, those old human jokes is logical truths. If you just stop and think a little bit, it works out truth and you can prosper on some of it and make it real, make it work. And that's all, but I never had nothing scheme. So, you know, but they laugh and sometimes they go out bringing a salmon. Max and tell me so-and-so. I said, I ain't charging. But he ain't gonna get me in trouble. Oh, Lord. I've had some good times and good friends. Your moral principle answers the basis of your well-being. And that's what I base my life upon. Y'all, I got a little boy come here, went off for the weekend down to Myrtle Beach to his home. And I only met that child, he in Clemson. And he called me, Grandma, you think I was his real? And last night, Grandma said, you should have went with us. And says,